Yes, my lady, at once. Kellos left the room, taking his guard with him. A few minutes later, Kellos returned with Burke, and both walked to the long table the boys were sitting at. Burke smiled before he sat next to us. The woman stopped and asked him, "What is your name, young man?" "Burke, my noble lady. Burke is my name." "Why were you removed from the forge shop?" Kellos was looking at Burke, paying attention to every word Burke said. "Keeping food from this room, noble lady." "So you were stealing, young man?" "No, my noble lady, I kept it for a friend." "For which one of these three young men?" Burke looked around, looking for Bowley in the room, then turned to the woman, puzzled, not understanding what happened to Bowley. "He is not here today, my lady." Then he asked Drew, whispering, "Where is Bowley?" Drew lowered his head, not answering the question. As soon as she heard the name, the woman turned Burke towards her, grabbing him by the right shoulder. He noticed a swollen scar on Burke's shoulder. The lady put her finger on Burke's shirt collar, pulled the collar back, and looked at Burke's back marks from the whip. She raised her sight, looked at the chandeliers, and after looking at Burke's back, lifted a finger high. Then two guards came to her. It looked like having Burke back wasn't happening that day. As soon as the guards got at both of her sides, she looked at Burke and said, "Guards, escort Forge Master Kellos to his quarters. He is confined with no visitors until an audience in the High Council is set. This decision is not to be overruled or revoked by anyone without my authorization, including the acting Jarl Master Mage, Drular." "I lay my lady countess, at once." Kellos knew he got that coming as soon as he was asked to bring Burke to the banquet hall. He knew, opposing or ignoring that command, things could go 10 times worse for him at that moment. The woman turned to Burke, looked at him, and told him, "Thank you, young man. Helping the ones who can't help themselves is the essence of a knight. Finish your meal." The woman walked away. Then Drew started what they knew was coming nicely. "We are eating with a rich man here, Theron. Did you bow to the noble here? Wow, Sir Burke, are you wearing tights?" "Shut up, Drew. That is not funny. I can't wait to get them off." They finished their meals, took their trays to the end of the room, returned to their table, then waited to be escorted to the armor cleaning shop. Burke carried the wooden box with Beor's food as soon as they entered. Beor smiled when he saw Burke, and he told him, "I just can't get rid of you, no matter how hard I try. Change those silly clothes and get back to work. You owe me." Burke changed his clothes and returned to his workbench. He needed to get up to speed on his skills after 2.5 months in the palace.